Welcome to our series on the different stuff here at AAA Oldbury Squadron. My name's C.I. Williams, and I'm the MCO here. That means I handle all the media and the website, which you'll be on right now. And the guy who got opposite me is C.I. Stephen Brooks, who's our Squadron Training Officer. And we're here today to try and find out a bit more about what he actually does on Squadron. So, Mr. Brooks, can you tell us a bit about your role?
Basically, it involves dealing with all the training on the squadron, whether it be staff or cadets. I'm responsible for passing their exams and helping them move on to other things, basically.
Is there any more training officer? Obviously, you've just spoke about exams. Does the training officer do any more or just plan lessons?
He makes sure there's always something to do on the night when the cadets arrive. The staff are always busy or they're away teaching. They've got the stuff ready for their lessons. Their lessons are ready, and also to monitor the progress of any of the cadets.
Now, from what I know, the training officer doesn't just do stuff to do with kind of the normal cadet syllabus. You also help instigate getting the cadet on scholarships, gliding, all that kind of stuff. What kind of opportunities are available to cadets in the Air Training Corps?
There's plenty of opportunities, plenty of qualifications you can do. You've got the Duke of Edinburgh Award Scheme. That's one of the things we run here on the squadron. You can do flying scholarships, gliding scholarships, as you mentioned, anything like that. You can also do BTECs in aviation studies and various other things.
What's your kind of typical night on the squadron? If we were to sit with you and follow you around for a night, what would we find you doing?
Firstly, when I get there, I'll make sure everything's in place for the night to run. Okay, so I'll make sure the staff are turned up, the ones that are supposed to be teaching. I'll make sure that the cadets are all in their lessons, that they're learning, they're not sitting around doing nothing, or just basically making sure that any of the activities that have been planned for the night are okay to go ahead.
And how about at the weekend? What can we kind of find you doing on the weekend with the cadets?
Anything really, same as in the week. Just making sure things are organised, different activities, camping, things like that. All the usual cadet.
Now, you were a cadet yourself, weren't you?
Yep, that's right. I was a cadet for about 5-6 years.
And what did you do in your time in the Air Training Corps?
I took part in the Duke of Edinburgh Awards Scheme. Did various things, did everything all the other cadets do, flying, shooting, that kind of thing. Got to the rank of Flight Sergeant eventually. Just enjoyed being here, really, doing that kind of thing, the usual kind of.
And if you were to be able to sit down now in front of some people who maybe just joined the Air Cadets or were thinking about joining, what kind of things would you tell them about the Air Cadets? What kind of things would you tell them about why they should be part of this organisation?
I think it's a great thing to get into, especially when you know, in this day and age, there's still so much out there you can do, and there's a lot more to it than you think. There's plenty of opportunities to do stuff. There's stuff, any amount of sports, any sports you're interested in, anything like that. It's all available to do through the Air Cadets, so just take any of the opportunities that you get given, really.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Brooks. That was, as I said, Mr. Brooks, CI, Stephen Brooks, the Squadron Training Officer. And we'll be talking to a few of the other staff, including the commanding officer, adjutant, spy, so just talking about what they'll be doing. But Mr. Brooks was lucky to be our first one. He's in front of me here. He's quite enjoying his time on the interview. I think he likes his moment of stardom. If there are any staff that you want to talk to and you want to know more about, if there's a particular member of staff, you think, what do they actually do? What does the whole supply officer mean? Just drop us a little comment or a message and we'll make sure that we get onto them next. Apart from now, I've been C.I. Williams. I'll catch you next time.